Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
And that's the late, great Ray Cassis. Love hearing him do the station IDs here. And the founder of this ministry, Ray Cassis. And all this is possible because of him, because of the Lord putting it on his heart to start this radio station. And you're going to hear from Pastor Bob Arthurs in a minute, and he's going to tell you when this radio station started. But good morning. It is 7:30, and you are listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE. Danny Whiting here, the station manager. Danny, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in town.
Thank you. And it was a good trip, you know.
That's nice. Went on a little fishing excursion for a couple days.
Yep, for a few days.
Always good to take some time off and do what you love.
Yeah, recharge our batteries.
Amen to that.
Recharge our batteries.
Normally, you'd be hearing our program. That is WGOD Radio. Now, that program is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. They pay to be on the air here. That's the church that I pastor. Many of you know. It's not a freebie because I'm the operations manager here. We pay as well because we believe in this radio station, and I support it financially. My wife does. She has a check here. Danny does. His sister does. His family does, because we are all in, and we love this radio station and understand its importance here, that there's so few places where you can go and hear the truth. And this is one of those places that every morning you can turn your radios in to 91.5 and you will hear at 20,000 watts of power broadcasting the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as well as all of the awesome music here that you hear here on this station. And I was just saying here about half an hour ago that I'm behind the scenes working on Christmas music. Hard to believe it's almost that time, right?
It creeps up on you quicker than you think it is.
Right. On the Friday, that's Black Friday, we will switch to half of our music to be
right
from Nat King Cole to Johnny Cash to Third Day and George Strait and everything in between.
I mean, just think, you got Halloween coming up here shortly, then you got Thanksgiving, and then soon, before you know it, it'd be Christmas
time.
We're
working on all of our Christmas stuff at church, so... Okay, well, the time now is 7:32, and this is the week that we are raising up the money for this radio station to continue 6 more months of commercial-free broadcasting here. We are at $5,688, 2 pledges already, actually 2 gifts already here this morning. We're raising up $40,000. We have a remaining balance of $34,312, and we are so pleased to have with us here this morning longtime radio broadcaster, Pastor Bob Arthurs. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful. Thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate that very much.
I'm glad that I could come in and see if we can't help reach this goal. I know that there's some pretty serious needs and things like that. So I'm excited to be a part. Yeah, this week here concludes our 12th year of broadcasting here on WMI. Next Monday starts year number 13. That's been a lot longer than what I expected at one point in time.
Wow, 13 years. And you had the number one prize of that I know of, that people recognize you wherever you go in this community, where no matter where you are, they hear that voice. You know, we might not hear from them here because right. They might not call a lot, but they're out there and they hear and they recognize your voice. It's a friendly voice and a voice of truth that they know they're going to hear the truth from you. And because I always hear from you, your testimonies of, you know, people you run into in life.
My son-in-law was actually out doing ministry in the community here last week or the week before, and introduced himself and told them what church he was from, and they said, oh, I've been listening to Pastor Bob on the radio for years. Right. And so radio really has an impact. It has a reach throughout the county. I remember when I first started doing the radio, a lot of times people would say, oh, you're just preaching to Christians, and there are you know, a lot of active church-going Christians that listen to the radio, but there's also some shut-ins that don't get to go to church anymore. And so I've had people who say, I don't get to go out, but the church comes to me through the radio station. And then there's a lot of people who listen that aren't believers. And so it really is a powerful ministry here in Brevard County that we believe in wholeheartedly.
Absolutely. I mean, half of the listeners don't go to church, and half of those are unbelievers. So this is a fantastic ministry. Really, that's what I always tell people as the old manager here, pastors who were considering coming on the radio, that this is their best opportunity to get your message, the message of Christ and of salvation, outside of your four walls. Otherwise, your ministry's limited to your church sign in front of your building. This is the best way to get that message. I mean, your own ministry and church. I mean, everyone in this county knows you from being on the radio.
Well, we are very thankful and thankful for WMIE. The broadcast goes throughout the whole county, and WWBC does some rebroadcasting and things like that. And so we're very, very thankful. It has been a blessing for our church to be a part of WMIE. We're next week concludes 12 years, and so we'll start into week or year 13 on Tuesday, I think, is the actual first day.
Yeah, I know our church as well, Island Community Church. We have, because I always ask people, you know, visitors when they come in, and so many visitors throughout the years are those who hear on the radio.
Absolutely.
Like what they hear, because we have variety of different types of preachers here. You like what they hear and come by and visit, but that's because of this radio ministry.
This is the number one generator of visitors to Merit Assembly of God in the last 12 years.
Us as well.
And so, I was asked to come in, and so I thought I would. I was like, God, what do you want me to share? And I looked it up on the internet, and, you know, Abraham Lincoln invented the internet, so I know everything on there is right. But it says that WMIE started broadcasting in December of 1984. And so that's almost 41 years of ministry that the gospel of Jesus Christ has been going throughout Brevard County. And the thing that I can tell you about pastoring our church is that this area is very transient. So even though the population in Brevard County is not in the millions, in that length of time, in the last four decades, millions of people have heard the gospel coming through 91.5 FM. And through the website, the programs go all throughout the world, any place that it's allowed to go. People are hearing the gospel. I remember the first year we broadcast, I had a person call into the church and give their heart to Jesus, that said, hey, I heard you on the radio program. I wanted to give my life to Jesus. That was within the first 30 days of the program. And so we're very, very thankful for WMIE.
Now your program Refresh is heard, 8:30 a.m. right here Monday through Friday, and it's also rebroadcast at 5 p.m. in the afternoon right here on this radio station. So once again, it is 7:38 on this Monday morning. Normally, you'd be hearing WGOD. That's the radio ministry brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. That program has been preempted today. Some programs are preempted as we are sharing our needs with you here in our community, because this radio station is listener-supported. We're dependent on churches like Pastor Bob Arthur's church, and even our church, Island Community Church, that pay to be on the air, and they help to raise up some of the operating expenses for us to broadcast. Christian business owners partner with us, and that's another little stream of support. And lastly, it's you, our faithful listeners. We all partner together to ensure that this radio station continues on the air. We're trying to raise up $40,000 this week, Bob. We're at $5,688. That's where we stand on this Monday morning.
The phone number is 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000. And if you're out there listening, you might have the opportunity to be the first person to call in and say, hey, I want to be a part of that. And so we are very thankful. Merit Assembly of God is blessed to be a part of this. And so I did some, you know, asking of questions and praying and saying, God, you know, what do you want me to share on the radio? Because I just don't like to go into something and wheel off the top of my head. And so you might be listening and think that there's a just this massive army of financial supporters, and I asked, and the number is really not all that large. There's a lot of churches in Brevard County that are larger than the number of people who support this radio program. And if you think your electric bill is high, I don't know how high the electric bill is here, but I have a feeling it's larger than my home electric bill, and it's larger than the church electric bill. So I don't know if Daddy wanted to say anything about that. But when I found out what a small number it was, I said, God, you know, what do you want me to have? What do you want me to share? And I was led to 1 Samuel chapter 14. A lot of times we hear about God telling Gideon to go forth and engage in battle, and he had 30,000 soldiers, and God said, you have too many. He whittled it down to a few thousand, and God said, you still have too many, and he whittled it down to 300. Well, I can tell you, 300 is probably on the high side for the number of supporters that contribute on a monthly basis. So, but where I was led was 1 Samuel chapter 14. It has to do with the days of King Saul, and the Philistines were a constant nemesis. In fact, they ended up being the army that killed Saul and Jonathan. But on this day, in 1 Samuel chapter 14, Jonathan and his armor bearer were having a conversation. The Philistine army was on the other side. They were right next to one another, and the battle hadn't been engaged yet. And Jonathan said to his armor bearer in verse number 1, come, let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side. But he didn't tell his father. And then drop down to verse number 6, it says, then Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor, come, let's go over to the garrison of the uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few. And so I'm here this morning not as a beggar. I'm here as a person who is declaring by faith that God is going to provide for the ministry of WMIE, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is going forth, and there are people here in Brevard County that do not know who Jesus is, but they're going to hear about him through the programs here on the air. I know a person who literally got saved, got called into the ministry, got called into being a missionary because of Christian radio, and I remember sharing his testimony, and he's now retired, but I thought, Who would have thought that Christian radio could be the launching point of a guy who gives his life to Jesus, gets actively involved in church, and then goes to a foreign country and shares the gospel? And so today, understand that nothing restrains the Lord from saving and from anointing a ministry, and that it goes forth. And his armor bearer in this case, he said, do all that is in your heart. Go then, for I am with you according to your heart. And that's what we're really after today. We're after your heart for ministry that reaches the lost, reaches people where they're at, so that they can know that Jesus is Lord. And so the armor bearer says, hey, if it's just the two of us, let's go. And so I've come this morning prepared to make a promise, a faith promise as well. So I've got my card here in my hand, and so I'm going to be doing that. And so they set some parameters. I'm telling you this story here. They set some parameters, and Jonathan says to his armor bearer, if this is the way they greet us, then we're not going up. But if this is the way that they greet us, then let's go and engage the enemy, for God has given them into our hands. So Jonathan, this is in verse number 12. Then the men of the garrison called to Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us and we will show you something. Then Jonathan said to his armor bearer, come up after me, for the Lord has delivered them into the hand of Israel. I tell you, that's a lot of faith when you're outnumbered and they have the advantageous position and you say, oh, victory is just right ahead. And so they climb up on their hands and knees and his armor bearer after him. And in verse number 13, verse number 14, the first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within about half an acre of land. Now, that verse might not mean anything to you, but it does to me. You might not think that a large parcel of land, or you may think that a large parcel of land is required to make any impact on the enemy, but I'm here to tell you that God can take a small parcel of land and bring about a great victory. That's probably about the size of WMIE. WMIE's property may even be a little bit smaller. But the enemy trembles when the gospel of Jesus Christ goes forth. My church is landlocked. It's less than half an acre. But we continue to believe that we are to be a blessing throughout Brevard County. And what those two guys did, when they took the initiative, by faith, it wasn't an assumption, it was by faith, and they went and engaged the enemy, all of a sudden something shifted in the atmosphere that day, and people went from inaction into action because of what two people did. First of all, the Philistine army got plundered. Those guys that said, hey, we're going to show you what it's really like to fight, and Jonathan, his armor bearer, took out the group of people that were there. But verse number 15, and then I'll drop down to verse number 20, and then I'm going to let someone else talk here just a minute. And there was trembling in the camp in the field and among all the people. The garrison and the raiders all trembled, and the earthquake, so that it was very great trembling. Down to verse number 20. Then Saul and all the people who were with him assembled, and they went to the battle. And indeed, every man's sword was against his neighbor, and there was a very great confusion. Moreover, the Hebrews who were with the Philistines before that time, who went up with them into the camp from the surrounding country, they also joined the Israelites who were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise, all the men of Israel who had hidden in the mountains of Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, they followed hard after them in battle. So the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle shifted to Beth-Aven. And so what happened was, as the Philistines started getting defeated, the people who were standing there ready for battle but not doing anything, they got engaged. There were also some people who were hiding. They were undercover. They were looking for a safe place. And they became engaged in the enemy, or in the battle with the enemy. And there was also some people who were Israelites by descent, but they were living with the Philistines, and they said, it's time we come home. It's time we come home. And so today, I think it would be a great day for some Jonathan and some armor bearers to say, let's take the gospel throughout Brevard County. And maybe if there are more that are out there listening and say, I didn't initiate the battle. I wasn't in Brevard County in December of 1984, but I am now, and I have been for the past 30 some years. And I'm thankful to be a part of what God is doing to plunder the kingdom of darkness and populate the kingdom of heaven. And so maybe today, if you've got a prodigal out there, some family members that don't know Jesus, some people that are in spiritual strongholds, you might want to join with the fall offering here at WMIE and say, I'm going to be a part of what they're doing and taking the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're going to see a great victory throughout Brevard County and in our family. 321-632-1000. And so I came prepared to make a faith promise as well over the next 6 months. And I'd like to invite you to do that as well. Don't wait till the very end. Just go ahead and call. The phone lines are open. And 321-632-1000 would be a way that you can say, I'm believing that people are going to get saved in Brevard County. There was an evangelist, and he used to say, Africa shall be saved. And then he came to America, and he said, America shall be saved. And I want to say this morning to the listeners of WMIE, I believe that Brevard County shall be saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. We appreciate that very much. And friends, it is 7:51 now on this Monday morning, and you are tuned in to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE, and I am Paul Esposito, the operations manager, along with Danny Whiting here, who's beside me. He's the station manager here at this radio station, and Pastor Bob Arthurs, and he is on the air here with us live here this morning. Yeah, I know your clocks aren't wrong. It's normally it's 8:30.
Right.
You're not late for work, people. He's just here with us on the air to help us actually to, you know, share our needs with you. This is week one of our scheduled 2-week fall fundraiser. Keep in mind, or perhaps if this is the first time you're hearing that, you know, there's no commercials here. There's no drug company commercials here. There's no Michelob Ultra commercials here or any other commercials. So we have to find another way to broadcast what, you know, to do what we do at 20,000 watts of power, and that is through these fundraisers, which we have twice a year. We're raising up $40,000. We're at 5,688. So normally you would be hearing my program now, WGOD. That's been preempted. Charles Stanley has been preempted at 8 o'clock. And you'll hear again from Pastor Bob Arthurs coming up at 8:30. His program is heard every Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m., and also rebroadcast at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But, you know, don't kid yourself. Pastor Bob Arthurs pays, and his church pays. Not only do they pay to be on at 8:30, but they pay to be on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon as well, because they're sold out here to the gospel, and we're grateful for their support. So if you would like to help us here on this Monday morning, you can do that by either going online, WMIEFM.com, click on the link that says donate now. As soon as you do that, my phone will bing, and I will add your gift to our running total. Also, we are here to take your phone calls all day today. If this is a bad time right now, give us a call anytime at 321-632-1000. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 under the heading of the cheerful giver. The Apostle Paul writes, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." You know, Bob, I was looking up one day in Greek to see what that word cheerful was. And the word is hilarion. And it just screams Ebenezer Scrooge to me on Christmas morning, you know. We're just jumping up on his bed and he's just, you know, sort of like when the Lord says, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing, you know, and that's kind of the attitude that he's looking for. You know, we read in the Bible where the Lord heals 10 lepers and 9 went their way and 1 returned. And then the Lord said, where are the other 9? Weren't there 10 who were healed? Has only 1 returned to give glory to God? And I just want to encourage everyone out there to give us a call here. Help us to raise the money that we need. And you know, God, indeed, Bob, he loves a cheerful giver.
He does. I'm the type of person, if you hear me on the radio, you'll hear me laugh at myself sometimes. If you're part of my family, I'm going to laugh with you, maybe sometimes at you. but I also laugh whenever I get to give. And that, you know, you're not going to see that whenever, you know, I'm taking the offering or anything like that. But, man, I remember when my wife and I were first married, and God spoke to me and he said, would you rather be the person helping to serving to help people who are in the soup line, or would you rather be in the soup line? And man, I have come to realize that God is a way better provider for me than I could ever be to myself. And whatever we put into the hands of God, he is able to take that, multiply it. He doesn't need our resources because he doesn't have them. It's a great invitation that he has extended to us that we can partner with him and just watch in amazement at what he does with everything that he does with it.
Okay, so like I said, it is just a few minutes before 8 o'clock. Maybe we'll go to some music. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us here this morning? Or
no, I filled out my support card there for the next 6 months, and so
well, we appreciate that very much. Thank you so much for your support here, brother.
I do know this. The phones work before 9 o'clock. I normally don't make professional phone calls before 9 o'clock, but the phones are on, and 321-632-1000. You don't have to wait till 9. You don't have to wait till the top of the hour. You can go ahead and, if you call in now, you may even hear your phone ring while we're here in the studio. So,
well, Bob, we definitely appreciate your support, and we definitely appreciate you being a supportive listener and a pastor here on our radio.
Well, it's our privilege. It's a blessing for us, and you know, sometimes people think that maybe it's just lavishness or things like that. And I will tell you, WMIE is much more about functionality than it is creating some Taj Mahal type, super fancy place. The support from the radio listeners, it goes to keep the transmitters going and the electronics going and make sure that the roof is on, and all of that sort of stuff. And so we're just thankful to be here, and I hope everybody has a marvelous day, and I hope we hit the 40,000 mark early. That would be a great thing.
That would be a blessing.
Well, once again, we appreciate you stopping by here this morning, Pastor Bob, and let's get back into some music. And we are here with you live up until 8:30 this morning. But someone will be here all day here today to take your pledges and to hear from you here this week. Also, you can give online once again at the www.wmiefm.com. Click on the link there that says donate now, and you can make a gift that way as well, or call us here 321-632-1000.